Bill Wood is a jazz DJ for Vashon Island's internet-only radio station, The Voice of Vashon. The show is pre-recorded.
There's a bunch of guys from the Ellington Orchestra.
Bill's also a ukulele player who sings about Vashon Island's reputation for being a little strange.
Vashon weird. Buy a yurt, ride a bike, grow a beard. Put a terrarium in your garage. Fire your doctor and get a massage.
Now Bill Wood and his colleagues are trying to get Voice of Vashon onto the FM dial. On October 15th, the FCC officially began accepting applications for new low-power FM stations.
Those are stations with signals that travel only about 3.5 miles. The Record's David Hyde took the ferry over to the Voice of Vashon radio studios, which are currently housed in a concrete building that's a former Nike missile site. And that's where he caught up with Susan McCabe.
Susan's a former radio reporter, one of the founders of Voice of Vashon Radio, and an advocate for the new FM station. They talked about issues facing Vashon Islanders and what a Vashon Island radio station could offer to FM listeners.
Well, the New York Times calls us the place where Mayberry meets Burning Man. And I think that's a terrific description of what we have here. We have a sophisticated rural community. We've got farmers, but they're organic farmers, and they were probably artists or lawyers or something else before they started being farmers. And we have political activists who have not just been active here on Vashon, but throughout the world. We have a larger than average number of artists per capita, musicians, writers. That's what Vashon has to offer.
What are some of the issues that Vashon Island's facing that you think this as an FM station could do more to kind of highlight?
One of the issues that I have spoken about is the drug use on our island. We've had, our kids are 20% more likely and more active in using drugs and alcohol than kids in the rest of the state.
Why is that?
I think it's a combination of rurality and affluence. They've got nothing to do and lots of money to do it with.
And what kind of drugs are we talking about?
Primarily marijuana and alcohol, but we also have a meth problem here. It's real easy for people to set up meth labs here because we have a very small law enforcement presence.
So the drug use is something that's not getting covered necessarily by the Seattle Times, not focused at least on Vashon Island. KUOW may not be covering it. You're thinking this is the kind of issue you'd have an opportunity to talk about on the air. What would that look like? What would it sound like?
I'd like to see a forum. I'd like to see a forum of people with different viewpoints, and actually what I'd like to see is that sort of thing, a common ground show, if you will, where we bring together people with different views of a given issue and let them talk about it.
What about the environment? Seems like the environment is a big issue over here on Vashon.
The environment is an issue here, and the majority of folks on Vashon are committed environmentalists, and in many ways there are folks here who are trying to make Vashon into a laboratory for environmental restoration. For instance, we got a whole bunch of folks now interested in helping the bees survive. And we've got a great opportunity here to create a laboratory where everybody could have a beehive in their backyard just to continue to nourish the development of bees and pollination.
Another issue that Vashon gets national coverage for, and also Snohomish County, is the vaccine hesitancy issue. Is that the kind of issue where you might be able to talk about that on a new show?
Sure, absolutely. We would love to bring the people together who are pro-vaccine and anti-vaccine. We'd also like to cover the issues of health care here. Our health clinic has recently been bought by the Franciscans. A lot of people didn't like that. I'd love to get that discussion going on a regular basis.
What else? I mean, it's already streaming.org. What are the other reasons that you're just so passionate about this project and getting on the FM dial?
I really want my community to have a focal point, a place where all these issues can come up, where people can talk not only about issues, but can create their own radio lab, if you will. Creativity and artistic excellence come through experimentation. This is a good place for people to start and make mistakes and learn. And I would love for our youth particularly to learn how to use our resources, to learn how to create audio stories, to learn how to create video stories, to develop media literacy so that they know how the media is used for them and how the media is used to manipulate them and create their own.
Is it going to be competitive? Is it going to be hard to get one of these signals?
It's going to be extremely competitive.
Who's the competition? Are there other people on Vashon or you're...
Oh, not other people on Vashon that I know of, but other people in the area who have small radio stations.
But basically, it's going to be tough competition. What do you say to the FCC and say, no, this is the one. Voice of Vashon's got to be one of the ones that gets funded or gets on the FM dial.
We are an isolated island. So metropolitan media really can't serve our needs, particularly in the case of an emergency. If there's an emergency, if there's an earthquake here, we're going to be cut off for at least 3 weeks. No one is going to be able to do anything for us except us. We need to be able to communicate with one another about available resources, about who's lost, who needs to be found, how you can get where you need to go, that kind of thing. So that alone is a reason for giving us an FM station.
Why are you and the other folks involved with Voices of Vashon so passionate about radio? Seems like kind of a retro technology to me. Even though I work in radio, it almost seems like a retro technology. Why so passionate?
You know, I don't think radio has suffered at all from the growth of the internet and other forms of technology. In fact, I think radio is growing because you can still carry it with you. And radio has adapted to provide podcasting and that kind of thing. I don't think radio is going out at all. It's right here. It's right now.
All right, Susan McCabe, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, David. Thank you for being here.
Susan McCabe is one of the founders of Voice of Vashon Radio. She spoke with our colleague David Hyde about plans to apply for a new low-power FM radio station license there.
And others can apply for a radio station license. The FCC has extended the deadline on low-power FM to November 14th. You're listening to The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.